Good morning.
各位早安，早晨。
Let me open us up in prayer this morning.
我们一开始的时候先做一个祷告，我待会再给头。
Dear Lord, we give you thanks this day.
亲爱的主，我们感谢你赐给我们今天。
We thank you for the wonderful music.
谢谢你给我们有那么好听的音乐诗歌。
That we could come before you and worship you and get our hearts ready to listen to your word.
让我们准备我们的心来聚会，来聆听你的话语。
I ask Lord that our hearts would be open to hearing your words.
我请求上帝来开启各位的心，来听他的话语。
Lord, I ask that these aren't my words, Lord, but they're your words.
这不是我要讲的话，主，这是你自己的话语。
Lord, I just pray that you would help us today, that we would hear the words and apply it to our lives.
主，恳求你让我们都听到你的话语，让我们在日常生活中当中把它行出来。
So that we can leave a legacy to the next generation.
所以我们在我们的下一代面前做美好的榜样。
And that we all have a part in this.
这是我们每个人都需要做的。
And no one is eliminated by age.
不管你年龄多大，这是我们要做的。
We ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
这样祷告，奉耶稣的名，阿门。
First, we're going to open in Ephesians chapter 6, verses 1 through 4.
请打开以弗所书的第六章，我们来看第一节到第四节。
Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with a promise, that it may go well with you, and that you may enjoy long life on this earth. Fathers, do notExasperate your children. Instead, bring them up in the training and the instruction of the Lord.
圣经上这样说，你们做儿女的要在主里听从父母，这是理所当然的。要孝敬父母，使你得福，在世长寿。这是第一条带应许的诫命。你们做父亲的，不要惹儿女的气，只要照着主的教训和警戒养育他们。
Today we're going to talk about families and raising children up into the Lord.
今天我要各位谈一谈怎么样在神的方法来抚养带大你们的儿女。
I believe it's Christ's desire to work to have strong families.
我相信基督有这样的心意愿，让你们有一个很坚强、很美好的一个家庭。
As we know, God created families in the beginning of time.
我们知道在时间没有开始之前。神就创立了家庭制度。
As we look back in Genesis, he created Adam and Eve.
在创世纪里面告诉我们，神创造了亚当跟夏娃。
And the first children, Cain and Abel.
还有他们的第一对孩子，该隐跟亚伯。
And today I want to encourage you as you raise your children, your teens, and raising them up into the Lord.
今天我要跟各位鼓励大家来讨论怎么样在我们家里面带领我们的孩子，带我们的青少年，让他们能够接近主。
The goal is that we want to raise godly young women and men up in the Lord.
的目的是要在主的面前把这些年轻的人带大。
And today you might say, oh, not something else to put on me.
你可能这样说，哦，这跟我不是，这跟我没有关系，不是我要做的事情。
There's already so many demands on me with work and my time.
在我每天日常生活当中，我已经够忙了。
Not to mention my boss.
特别看我的老板。
And when we come home, we want to rest.
当我回家的时候，我需要休息。
We don't want to think aboutraising our kids up in the Lord, maybe.
我不要去想怎么在主的面前把我的孩子带大。
I mean, our heart is to raise our kids up into the Lord.
虽然我的心是那么想。
But we want to come home, we want to read the newspaper, maybe watch TV, check our email.
我需要休息，我需要看看报纸，我需要看电视，我要看看我的电子邮件。
I was very blessed about 10 years ago to be a part of a church.Whose one of their main teaching was to help fathers and mothers raise their children up in the Lord.
我自己很幸运，在十年前我参加一个教会，这教会目的就是要训练 怎么样做一个合乎神心意的父母。
Now, 10 years ago, I was a new father, and I needed a lot of help.
十年前我是一个刚刚做父亲的人，我在这方面很需要很大很大的帮忙。
And I still need a lot of help today.
在今天我仍然需要很大的帮忙。
Even though I was raised up in a Christian home,
虽然我是在一个基督教的家庭长大的孩子。
I needed to know how to be a good leader, a good husband, and a loving father.
我仍然要学习怎么样变好的领导，好的丈夫跟好的父亲。
So if these things don't come naturally, how do we learn them?
这些东西并不是自然而然会发生的，我们要去学习。
Well, I was very blessed to have mentors and pastors and leaders to show me and to teach me these things.
我很幸运，在过去我有很好的老师，有很好的牧师，很好的家人来指导我，教导我怎么样做一个好的父亲。
I believe that we need mentors in our life.
我相信我每个人在生命当中都有一个良师。
Not just mentors that know things.
不是教导我们这个世界上知识。
But on a more practical standpoint, that they can show us how to be good parents.
而是要告诉我们，显示给我们看怎么样做这些事情。
We can't just read a good book and become good parents.
我们不能够读一本书，让我们变成好的父母。
When I was an early father, I thought maybe if I could just read a book, that's going to help teach me.
刚刚我做父亲的时候，我以为只要读本好的书，我就可以变成一个好的父亲。
So I would start to implement things in this book.
我开始读这类的书。
But I realized I needed to maybe read the book, but also be more practical in that standpoint.
我逐渐逐渐我了解到，只是学到书本上知识，并不能够帮我做行为上做好的父亲。
In getting help from other people, other Christians.
或者帮助其他的基督徒。
You know, when I met this pastor about 10 years ago, I wanted to ask him questions about his church.
你知道吗？在十年前，当我碰到这个牧师的时候，我问他怎么样做这事情。
So we met for coffee, and I might have asked some theological questions.
所以我跟他坐下喝咖啡，问他一些有关神学的问题。
But the thing that impressed me most was his children.
但是我对他印象最深的就是他的一些孩子们。
His 16-year-old could carry a conversation like a 30-year-old.
他一个16岁的孩子谈吐举止讲话像一个30岁的成人。
Wow, that's amazing.
我非常非常惊讶。
And that's what spoke to me louder than his theological reasoning why you should come worship with us.
他孩子的行为举止比他在正道时候要我们来到神面前的影响都影响更大。
He was raising his kids up into the Lord.
他在主的面前带养抚养他的孩子。
And he helped mentor me to how to do this.
他也帮助我教导我怎么样做这个事情。
Many times, many of us are good in different fields.
在我们当中我们有不同的专业。
We might be great at our work. Maybe we're engineers and maybe we use computers or maybe we're even a heart doctor.
You're right. 在我们当中可能有很多各方专家，你可能是工程师，你可能对电脑非常的了解。
But the thing is,
I'll get to the doctor part.
Yeah, okay. But the thing is, we need to go back to school.
但是今天我们要回到学校里面来。
Number one, we need to love the Lord with our heart, our mind, and our soul.
第一，我们要学习怎么样全心全性全意的来爱我们的主。
Number two, we need to love our wives and our husbands like no one else can.
我们要学习怎么样爱我们的先生，爱我们太太，像不能。
And then thirdly, we need to love our children.
第三，我们要学习怎么样爱我们的孩子。
We need to desire to have a close relationship with them.
我们希望有跟主有个很亲密的关系。
And we need to become vulnerable to them.
我们要对他们这样负上责任。
I believe we need to be experts in these fields.
我相信我们在这些领域里面，我们要成为一个专家。
Our learning shouldn't stop after our bachelor's degree, our master's degree, our doctorate degree, or maybe our postdoctorate degree. In this case,
我们的在人生的学习当中，不只停在你得到学士学位、硕士学位、博士学位或是博士后学位。
We need to have strong marriages, and the reason for this is it shows an example to our children.
我们在婚姻里面，我们要有很好的婚姻，在孩子面前做好的榜样。
I think this was one of the biggest examples I had as a child growing up.
对我来讲，父母美好的婚姻给我一个很好很好的榜样。
My parents loved each other.
我的父母彼此的相爱。
And even though my dad was a pastor, he probably didn't teach me a whole lot of theology growing up.
虽然我年轻的时候，你知道我的父亲是个牧师，他可能没有教导我很多神学上知识。
But you know, he taught me how he loved my mother.
但他教导我他怎么样爱他的太太。
And my mother showed love toward my father.
我的母亲也同样在我们面前显出她怎么样爱她的丈夫。
It wasn't just a regular love, it was a godly love, because they were both believers that loved each other under the Lord.
这个爱不是普通男女之间的爱，是在主里面彼此的相爱。
I believe that we need to be kissing our husband or our wife in public.
我相信在众人面前我们要去亲吻我们的先生或者太太。
In front of our kids.
甚至咱们子女面前。
Now, I know...This wasn't hard when you were dating.
我知道当你们在做朋友、做谈恋爱的时候，这种行为很普遍，不是很困难。
Maybe you've been married 15, 20, 35, 40 years.
那个结婚十五年、三十年、四十年。
But these kind of affections can be very strong examples to our children and our grandchildren.
一对父亲、一对夫妇之间。这种亲密的这种关系，在我们孩子说是一个好的榜样。
We need to tell our kids that I love you.
我们应该告诉我们孩子我爱你。
You're special.
你对我非常特别。
And you're doing a great job.
你凡是你做的我都很赞同。
They need to hear these words often.
他们要常常听到这种话。
Every day.
每一天。
Because the impact you have is so.Incredible that power of words you have in their life.
因为你对他们讲的话，在生命当中是有很大的影响力。
And I think one thing too is that you need to have family devotions.
我相信你们在家庭里面要做家庭的灵修。
You say, "Oh, Pastor, just loving my wife is enough."
有人说，哎，牧师，牧师，等等，我只爱我太太已经够了。
And I'll say, "Hey, maybe it's hard for your wife to love you."
你说，嘿，是不是你太太很难爱你啊？
But seriously, just take 5 minutes out of the day in the evening.
我很严肃告诉你们，每天晚傍晚黄昏傍晚时候花五分钟时间。
Maybe you can share about how the Lord worked in your day at work.
在你家人面前来分享你在今天在工作上的一些情况。
Maybe you can share how you messed up that day and you lost your temper.
你可以很坦然告诉他们，我在工作上我有一些行为可能不很对，我发脾气。
And how you need help and patience.
我需要帮忙，让我能够更有耐心。
And you know, it's funny. We a lot of times we have this outer shell, and we don't want people to know our weaknesses. We don't want to be transparent, especially to our kids.
我们常常很自然的就把一道防护墙摆在我们周围，不要让人家知道我内心的感觉，我的什么。我的一些错误的行为，尤其在我们孩子面前。
Well, you don't need to hide them because they already know them.
你不要去把自己隐蔽躲起来，孩子们已经知道了。
So you might as well verbally tell them your weaknesses.
为什么不就很坦白的口头告诉他们我的弱点
？Why is it important to be transparent?
我们为什么需要那么的坦白
？Well, I think transparency is power.
我觉得一个坦白是一种力量。
Because when you're transparent, you tell your kids that you're not perfect.
当你很坦白，你勇敢地告诉你孩子，我不是一个完美的人。
And that you need the cross just as much as they do.
你需要跟他们一样。
And that only Jesus can help you, and only Jesus can help them.
因为只有耶稣能够帮助我，也只有耶稣能够帮助你孩子。
Maybe you're raising your kids alone, and there isn't a mother or a father in the home.
可能你是一个单亲的父母来带养孩子。
And this makes it more difficult. It makes it more challenging.
可能这个让你觉得更困难，更具有挑战性。
But it doesn't make it impossible.
但并不是不可能的做的。
Because God can help us.
因为上帝可以帮助我们。
I remember stepping out on my own that first time.
我记得我当我第一次离开我的那个我的家。
My dad was a pastor at Packard Road Baptist Church here in Ann Arbor.
在那个时候，我的父亲是 Packard Road 浸信会的主任牧师。
I just had graduated from high school.
我刚刚从高中毕业。
And they were moving back down south.
他们搬回去南方的他们的老家。
Well, I wasn't ready to go with them, so I decided to stay here.
因为我还不能够跟他们一起去南方，所以我就留在 Ann Arbor.
And I remember my mom, she cried so much when she left.
当他们离开的时候，我的妈妈哭得很伤心。
And I still remind her that she left me, I didn't leave her.
我提醒她，嘿，妈妈是离开我，不是我要离开你。
And so, after they went, I went and I turned the stereo up loud.
当他们走的时候，我第一次把收音机的音量开得很大。
Now, of course, as a teenager, it wasn't a very good stereo, so it wasn't very loud.
但那个时候，我们家那个音响非常不是很好，但是我把声音开得很大。
Probably sounded more noisy than anything.
可能那个大的就像噪音一样。
But I thought, oh wow, I'm independent now.
那我到时候我就觉得，哦，我现在独立了。
Okay, so they left me in this big house with all the furniture gone except maybe I think I had a couch.
他留给我的是一个大的房子，里面就一张沙发。
And this independence was fun about a week or two.
这种感觉到很独立的这种快感是持续了一个礼拜。
And that home I grew up in was now a house.
一个我说长大的家，现在剩下来变成一个房子。
It was an empty house.
一个空的房子。
And I had no protection of my parents anymore. They were 800 miles away.
我不再有父母对我的保护，因为他们已经在800里路之外。
But they had instilled some good things in my life.
但是他们在我心里面已经安放一些好的事情。
And the things that they instilled in me helped me into the next transition of life.
他们在我心里面所放下的好东西，帮助我怎么样度过我下一个过渡期。
And my parents weren't perfect.
我的父母并不完全。
And a lot of times they wouldn't admit that they were wrong.
他们甚至在我面前承认他们做错的事情。
But they were a real blessing to me in my life.
但是他在我生命里面对我是一个很大的祝福。
Well, as I was starting into college, all the youth group that I grew up with kind of dispersed. They went off to other colleges.
当我进到大学里面，我那些十几岁左右的一些朋友们全部都分散各地。
So kind of overnight, I lost all my Christian friends.
好像就一夜之间，我失去了所有的基督徒的朋友。
And I realized that things were difficult without parents and without Christian friends.
我马上感觉到失去了父母，失去了基督的朋友，那种是一个非常困难的时段。
I had a friend that actually invited me to a home group Bible study.
我一个朋友结果带我去到一个家庭查经小组。
And you guys probably have some home groups that get together here.
你们或许也有这种几个家庭聚在一起的一个小组。
So this friend brought me to this home group Bible study, which consisted mostly of singles.
他带我去的这个家庭查经小组都是单身的。
And young professionals.
或者是年轻的开始工作的人。
Well, I kind of grew up in a conservative Baptist church.
你知道吗？我是在一个非常保守的浸信会的家庭里面长大的孩子。
And I wasn't used to hearing the guitar.
我喜欢听这个弹吉他。
So they would play the guitar and we would sing praise music.
他们在聚会的时候，他们就用弹吉他来一起来唱诗歌。
So this was a good time for me.
这对我俩这是一段非常好的时间，我很喜欢。
I was able to learn about the Bible, learn new worship music, and also meet new friends.
在这时间里面，我可以学习新的诗歌，学习怎么样来崇拜，来交新的朋友。
And I really did go there to grow with the Lord, that Bible study.
我在这个查经小组里面我成长。
But I ended up meeting my future wife there.
甚至乎我在那边遇到我现在的太太。
Praise the Lord. The God is good, you know?
感谢主，主对我真是太好了。
Well, of course, the rest is history from there.
当然从那边就一直到现在。
But as parents, as Sunday school teachers, as grandparents, as brothers, as sisters, we need to help our children, our teens, and college students to grow.
做一个父母，做一个祖父母，做一个家庭的领导，我们需要怎样把我们的孩子，跟我们的年轻的孩子，失去的孩子带到神面前。
This means that all of you fit into that picture.
这个是适用于每一位，在座当中的每一位。
You know, I heard a disturbing statistic about children.
我看到了一篇令我非常担心的一个统计的数字。
This statistic was by the SBC, the Southern Baptist Convention.
这个统计数字是来自于美兰浸信会。
And the statistic said that 8 out of 10 of our kids after high school leave the church.
这统计数字告诉我们十个孩子里面当中有八个他们离开了 高中毕业去到大学不再去教会。
Now, I don't know about you, but this really upset me.
我不知道你的感觉怎么样但这个对我讲令我非常的不安。
This really concerned me.
让我非常的担心。
And it made me realize that I can't just be a regular old dad.
让我了解到我不能够再做一个普通的父亲在以前一样。
And have my kids leave this church and go elsewhere.
让我的孩子离开教会去到
I realized it's going to take something radical.
我们需要做一些根本上的决定。
Our approach to these kids needs to be radical.
我们教导孩子要做一个根本的改变。
Well, what does it mean to be radical?
根本的改变是什么意思?
Well, I believe it means that you're doing something very different than what comes naturally to you.
我意思是说这个根本的改变是你要开始做一些行动跟你自然会做的行动有很大的不一样。
That's why earlier I said you need to be an expert at being a parent.
所以在正道当中我前面刚提到大家要做一个这方面的专家。
But notice the order I put them in. You need to be expert with loving your God. You need to be an expert at loving your spouse. And you need to be an expert at loving your kids.
你要在爱神、爱你的配偶、爱你的孩子这方面做一个专家。
And you say, well, that's a lot.
你说、哦、
Go on.
哦，你说这个对我太多了，太难做了。
But you know, I think if you're really an expert at the number one, the two and the three will come very easily.
我相信你如果在爱神上面做专家，在另外一个领域里面做专家并不困难。
So the stats are set against us.
所以这种统计让我很震惊。
And you might say, well, that's not going to happen to my Billy.
你会说这样。我的 Billy。
Like somebody's name, like a, yeah.
啊，你说这个可能对我做不到。
I personally know that no one's kid is named Billy, so I'm not going to offend anybody.
我知道，我刚才随便用人名字，那只是我假造出来的。
We need to be praying for them every day and often during the day.
我们需要每一天、每一时、每一刻来为他们祷告。
We need to take the opportunity to tuck them in bed and pray with them every night.
每天晚上我们要帮他们盖起被子来跟他们去祷告。
I believe we need to be transparent with them.
我相信我们对他们要很坦白。
Not just once in a while, all the time.
不是就一次，是总是这样子。
You know, this statistic's not just with Southern Baptist churches.
你要知道这个统计并不是只发生在美南浸信会的教会。
It's with all churches throughout the world.
在全世界上所有的教会都同样发生正在发生。
You know, I heard another interesting statistic.
我可以告诉你另外一个很有趣的一个统计。
That our young teens, as they're teenagers, listen to 10,000 hours of secular music on their little MP3 players.
我告诉你，这现在的十几岁的孩子，他们听这个流行音乐有一万个小时 ，10,000 hours.
Yes. But it's not surprising as a youth pastor, they have the headphones on all the time.
我是一个青少年的牧师，我常常看到青少年耳朵里挂一个 MP3 的音，听音乐的。
Now I realize our kids are very busy. They spend 8 hours at school, about, and 8 hours hopefully sleeping.
我知道我们的孩子非常的忙，那一天24小时当中，8个小时在学校读书，8个小时在睡觉。
And the kids here, I mean, they really study.
孩子在跟我的时候，他们是在学习。
I know that they study 2 to 4 hours a day.
我们知道他们每一天家里面还要自己自修做功课4个小时。
Matter of fact.I wish when I was growing up, I was hanging out with your kids.
我真希望我长大的时候跟那个跟你的孩子一样在一起 hang out.
So there's not a lot of time left.
所以真正的他们没有太多时间空下来。
So these kids need to be bathed in the Word of God.
这孩子需要浸在神的话语里面。
How can it be done? They spend most of their time either sleeping or in the secular world.
他们已经把他们时间都花在睡觉跟着俗世的事情方面，我们怎么能来做这种事情？
Well, this is where you come in.
这就是你能够做的地方。
Somehow, some way, parents, teachers, and grandparents need to take part in that.
在某一方面，做老师的、做父母的、做祖父母的，有这样的责任。
One thing is we need to have the right perspective.
现在我们必须要有一个正确的心态。
We can't look at this as a burden.
我们不能够把这种事情当成是一个重担、负担、重担。
We can't shift the responsibility to our spouse or the grandparent.
我们不能把我们自己的责任推给我们的配偶，推给他们的祖父母。
If we feel that we're ill-equipped, we're wrong.
我们觉得他们不能够被装备起来，这是我们一个错误的观念。
See, we know more than our kids do about spiritual matters.
因为我们知道我们孩子的属灵的状况。
These kids need our instruction about the Lord.
这些孩子需要我们指导他们怎样去认识主、接近主。
And God's given us wisdom through our own life.
神给我们在我们自己生命当中有很多的智慧。
Maybe we haven't been a Christian a long time.
可能我们也是做了一个基督徒已经好多年了。
But I think with probably our age and the fact that we've come through some difficult times in our life and we've come to the Lord, we have a lot to give to our kids.
在我们人生困难当中，在我们学习依靠神当中，我们学了很多功课，我们要让我们孩子知道。
And you might feel, oh gosh, but our kids are learning in English. They're second generation, and I just feel like I can't quite break through.
你会说，哎，我的孩子是 ABC 美国长大，他们学英文，他们的种种的讲，我很难跟他们有一个全班的了解。
Well, one thing I don't do is I don't figure out ways to come to my kids, but that my kids need to come to me on my own wavelength.
我发现到我来跟我孩子接近的时候，是要他们来跟着我，来知道。
That God has taken me through difficult times to help my kids grow and to learn.
神在给我们很多困难时间，让我们来学习。
Not vice versa.
是我们来学，孩子来学习，而不是相反的。
The role of children.
以孩子应有的扮演的角色。
So I'm kind of excited. There's not a lot of children here today, but this message is also for them.
其实我要讲的话，下面讲话也是要讲给孩子听的。
And if you want to use some ammunition, write down these verses.
你可以记下来我要马上引用的经文。
Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with a promise, that it may go well with you, and that you may enjoy long life on the earth.
以弗所书6章1里面讲到，你们做儿女的。要在主里听从父母，这是理所当然的。要孝敬父母，使你得福，在世长寿，这是第一条 应许的诫命。
Now, I like this verse because I get to use it on my kids.
我很喜欢这段经文，我常常跟我的孩子讲这段经文。
But we've got to be careful how we go about it. We don't want to just say, well, the Bible told you so, so you need to do it.
你跟孩子分享经文的时候，你要很小心，你不能说圣经上讲说你要这样做。
They need to know why.
他们要知道为什么。
Your kids are bright.
你的孩子非常的聪明。
And the kids here are exceptionally bright.
你们的孩子非常非常的聪明。
That might be sometimes the frustration.
有时候真是让我不知道怎么样来处理他们。
But they need to understand, and it needs to be explained to them why they do the things that God commands them to do.
你要解释给他们听，神命令你们这样做事情是为什么。
Now, I don't know if any of you guys know, but my youngest is Levi.
我最小孩子的名字叫 Levi。
And I just love Levi.
我非常爱 Levi 这个可爱的小孩子。
I love all my kids, but Levi is just something else.
我爱我所有的五个孩子，但 Levi 是很特别的一个小小孩。
You know, when I tell Levi things, he sometimes has a problem with it.
但我常常我有时候告诉他一些事情，他似乎不是很了解。
But even though he's 4 years old,
他现在四岁了。
When I explain to him why,
当我跟他解释。为什么的时候
？He says okay.
他说，哦，好好好。
That works for me.
那我也可以做。
He can listen and understand.
他似乎他听到了，他也了解了。
I think the more kids I have, they keep learning from each other and they get smarter and smarter.
那孩子之间，他们彼此在学习，他们更变得更聪明。
This could be a problem.
这可能会造成一些问题哦。
But in the original text, the word translated is obey comes from two words.
在原文的翻译，这个顺从来自两个根源字源。
And that is under and to listen.
一个是在下面，第二是听。
And a literal translation could be to listen under.
可以这么说，你应该站在下面来听。
And this is kind of where you can. Imagine how it is to be mentored. It's usually mentored under someone.
你可以想象到所谓教导，就是在被教导，应该站在一个下面的位置。
So the view here is very conscious and very deliberate about listening and having an ear to listen.
你们要有一个听话的耳朵。
And you say, "Well, my teenager just doesn't listen to me."
有人说，哎呀，我这个十来岁的孩子就是不听我的话。
Well, take heart.
很困难。
Because I notice working with teens.
我知道跟十几孩子在一起的时候。
Sometimes it seems like they're not paying attention.
他们似乎好像根本不注意你的存在。
They just need to fidget.
他们就要做他们的事情。
Maybe fidget with their phones and gadgets.
他们做他们的那个。
But this generation.
电话。
Their phone. So anyway, this generation today, they can multitask like no one else.
你要知道吗？现在的这些孩子，他们在同时间之内做不同的工作。
They can talk on the phone, check emails and text at the same time.
他可以在一面打电话，一面送 text message， 一面 instant message 电脑上面。
You know, and I thought that I could really relate to these youth.
我常常觉得我能跟他们在一起。
And I thought, well, they're not that much younger than me.
我常把他认为他们跟我并不差，年纪不是差很多。
I mean, I could be their father.
我可以是他父亲。
But I would have had to have them really early.
You want what?
Would have had to have them really early.
我愿意，我真是早能跟他早点有他们，我和年龄更接近。
But the truth is, we are different.
但事实上我们是不一样的。
And I had to realize that I had to use a different approach to these kids.
我了解到我要用不同的方式来接近他们。
And I had to learn how to be patient.
我需要学习，我需要知道怎么样有耐心。
And I had to realize that I needed to love them.
我要学习怎么去爱他们。
And that's what you need to do today.
今天这也是你们要做的事情。
Well, it is difficult.But that's the biggest part is the love.
的确，那种困难，但重点是爱心，爱。
So God's word of wisdom to children is to obey your parents and the Lord. It's very straightforward, isn't it?
神在这话很简单，是不是？就是你们要听从父母。
Well, there's a big surprise.
但是不要以为是这样子。
Children don't obey.
小孩子有时候不会听从。
If you go back to Genesis in the Garden of Eden, what was one of the problems?
你看，我们回到创世纪看伊甸园里发生的事情。
It was sin.
就是同样事情。
And this sin got passed on to us.
里面发生罪，发生了罪，这罪传到我们。
And I really don't think my kids are just. I do think they're the best in the world. But I don't believe they're sinless.
我相信我孩子是世界上最宝贵的东西，但不认为他们是没有罪的。
And I don't believe my kids sin less than yours.
我不觉得我孩子犯的罪比我犯的罪少。
We need to get real.
我们必须要面对这个事实。
And realize where they are spiritually.
要明白他们属灵的状况。
Especially if they're going on the wrong road. We need to be able to realize that our kids are sometimes going the wrong direction.
我们要注意到，我们要承认，就是我们孩子他走了一个错误的方向。
And we need to do something about it.
我们必须要做一些事情。
So it says, my son, keep your father's commands and do not forsake your mother's teaching.
圣经上说，我儿要谨守你父亲的诫命，不可离弃你母亲的法则。
Listen to your father who gave you life and do not despise your mother when she is old.
圣经上接着说，你要听从生了你的父亲，你母亲老了也不可以藐视他。
Well, why do they need to obey us?
为什么需要服从？
It's commanded by God.
也是上帝的诫命。
Let's look at Colossians 3:20.
大家看看哥罗西书第三章第二十节。
Colossians 3:20.
哥罗西书第三章第二十节。
Children, be obedient to your parents in all things, for this is well pleasing to the Lord.
圣经上这样子说，你们做儿女的要凡事听从父母，因为这是主所喜悦的。
Well, we can look in the Bible, in the very beginning, and this was a problem.
我们要回到圣经里面看圣经怎么说。
If you think about the children of God, the Israelites in the desert.
你想想你孩子。再看以色列人在旷野里面所做的事情。
They didn't obey.
They didn't obey.
They didn't obey.
他们没有服从。
And so, therefore, they were not able to enter the promised land.
所以这些那个时代以色列人不可以进到，不能进到应许之地。
So they didn't experience the fullness that God had for them.
他们不能够经历到神要提供他们美好的事情。
So what's another reason? For children to be obedient.
孩子需要服从的另外一个原因是什么？
Well, it's for their own well-being and for their safety.
是为了他们的好处，是为了他们的安全。
Children are to honor their parents.
孩子要孝敬父母。
You might think, gosh, my kids don't honor me the way that I honored my parents.
你会说，哼，现在孩子对我不像我对我的父母那么孝敬。
I was very blessed to grow up in Oklahoma.
我非常的幸运，我在奥克拉荷马州长大。
And you think Oklahoma, that's not a pretty place.
比如说，奥克拉荷马州不是一个美丽的州。
Well, in Oklahoma, they kind of do things the old way of doing things with raising kids.
你要知道吗？在奥克拉荷马州，还教养孩子是用传统旧的方式。在教你们孩子。
And honor was part of what you did as a student in school.
去尊敬的父母，教父母是在学校里面教育的。
And if you had a problem with that,
如果你不同意这一点的话，
they would whip you in class.
在教室里面他们可以打你。
And you think, wow, this couldn't have happened in America.
你说，哦，这事情不应该在美国发生的。
Oh yeah, it did.
Oh yeah, 它发生了。
They had a big stick.
他们有很大的一个棍子。
And they would whip you on your butt in front of everybody.
在同学面前，他是用棍打你的屁股。
And they didn't think twice about it.
不会犹豫，是单犹豫。
And if the teacher didn't want to do it herself,
就是说老师不愿自己做，
she would send you to the principal's office.
带到校长的办公室。
And the principal would make it even more painful.
校长的惩罚更严重。
Now I visited the principal's office before.
我去过校长的办公室。
But I didn't go there to be whipped.
我去年不是因为被他体罚。
Praise God, he gave me a warning.
那一次是感谢主，我校长只是警告我而已。
But on the wall,
在墙上，
he had this big paddle with holes in it.
他有一个
a paddle hose?
Yeah, like a paddle.
哦，有一个板子，有上面洞。
And when you're young, it looked like a boat oar.
哦，就像一个板子，有个洞的。
And sometimes you could hear the kids screaming.
有时候你听到孩子在校长办公室里大叫。
Now in that situation, it wasn't really hard for us students to honor our teachers.
你要知道那种情况下，让孩子孝敬父母并不很困难。
And I think the school, they'd be able to teach a lot better if they had the old paddle.
对，我学校他们也教导用方法。教导我比用的板子来教导我要好。
But to honor means to value, to put a price on.
所孝敬父母意思什么呢？是重视你的父母。
But it's not just enough to honor our parents.
只是重视父母所以还不够。
And do what they say.
做他们要我们要做他们要我们做的事情。
Our parents need to respect our position.
我们父母需要我们去尊敬他们所在的地位。
In Exodus chapter 20, verse 12.
出埃及记二十章第十二节。
It says, honor your father and mother so that you may live long in the land of the Lord your God is giving you.
对不起。
This gives us a promise for the person who honors their parents.
就是你们要听从父母说你们在世可以长久。
So the promise is twofold.
大概这里有一个两方面的应许。
The first aspect is that it may go well with you.
第一他们让你彼此和好。
And the second aspect is that it may, that you may live long on the earth.
第一彼此都好而且在世上可以活得长久。
So if you honor and obey your parents,Life will be less of a hassle and they won't kill you.
你尊敬父母，重视父母，会让你的生活过得更容易一点，更少困难。
Quite a promise, but seriously.
是一个很好的一个应许。
God does promise that our life will be easier if we obey our parents.
神应许我们说，这样做的话，我们在世生活会比较容易一点。
We'll have less hassles at home.
在家里面比较有少些困难。
And that we'll have a more joyful and a better quality of life if we honor our parents.
我们如果孝敬父母的话，我们有很好的一个生活的素质，也生活得比较快乐。
And you think, oh, my kids need to hear this message.
你现在说，我的孩子应该听到这段信息。
I'll be teaching it next week to them.
放心，我下礼拜就告诉他们了。
But you have a choice to make as a child.To obey God or to disobey Him.
作为孩子，你会有选择，要服从上帝和违背上帝。
Parents need to make sure that they're not leading their kids into sin, but to leading them into the Lord.
做父母的要清楚知道，不要把孩子带向罪恶的犯罪的方面，要带向亲近神的路上。
Parents do not have the right to beat and to mentally torture their children, but they have the God-given responsibility for bringing them up in the Lord.
做父母的没有这个体罚责打孩子的权利，也没有折磨他们的权利。你们的责任是把孩子带到神的面前。
So what is the role of Christian parents?
做一个父母的角色是什么？
Do not provoke your children.
不要惹孩子的气。
One way is through unreasonableness.
一个就是要避免不要不讲理。
Oh, I think we know what unreasonableness means.
我们都知道什么叫不讲理。
I think sometimes our expectations might be too big for them.
什么时候我们对他们的期望，对他们可能根本做不到。
We need to be reasonable.
我们需要要讲道理。
Okay, number two, we need to make sure that we don't do fault finding to our children.
第二，我们要注意到，我们不要诬赖我们的孩子。
And therefore provoke our children.
让他们生气。
One thing is we need to make sure that we're not inconsistent.
另外我们做父母要注意的事情就是我们前后要一致。
I believe one of the problems with angry, rebellious children is that they don't demand obedience.
我相信一个反叛愤怒的孩子因为他们并没有被要求说你们要他们要服从。
Have you ever seen when your kid gives a tantrum?
当你住在孩子生气在跺脚的时候。
And sometimes, little Billy,
或者发脾气,
it's hard to spank him, or whatever corporal punishment you have for him.
那是情况非常的困难，让他服从。
Maybe he's doing it in public.
可能他在你众人面前做这些事情给你看。
Well, what I would do is I'd take him to the bathroom.
我做法什么带到洗手间、厕所里面。
That way someone wouldn't call and get me in trouble.
在不会人那时候不会打算给我麻烦添我麻烦。
But if we put up with that kind of behavior,
如果我们忍受这种事情的发生
we reinforce their anger.
我们让他的愤怒更厉害。
And this is dangerous.
这是非常危险的。
It's not easy to spank Billy.
在这种情况是非常困难的去责罚他们。
He might even scream louder.
他可能叫的声音更大。
But we've got to look at the end result.
但是我们要看到这个后果。
Now I had a thing happen this week with one of my kids.
在过去的礼拜，在我的孩子身上发生这样的事情。
They kept getting out of bed.
该睡觉的时候不睡觉。
And I was getting frustrated.
我变得非常的无赖。
And I talked to Karen, and she said, "I'm concerned."
我对我太太 Karen 说，我对她说，该睡觉时候不睡觉的事情，我很担心。
She said, "Can you go talk to this child?"
太太说，你去跟这孩子说一说嘛。
I'll protect their identity.
我就自己做黑脸。
Well, I sat on their bed.
我坐到我孩子的床边。
And I said, "Your mom and I are concerned."
你的妈妈跟我对你不该睡觉不睡觉的事情非常的担心。
We see that you keep getting out of bed.
我看你一直不睡不起来不去睡觉。
Now my problem wasn't that they were just getting out of bed.
我对他问题是说他不是说只是不去睡觉这么简单。
My problem is that I asked them to go to bed.
我的问题是我告诉他要去睡觉而他不去睡觉。
And they kept getting out.
他一直要爬起来。
They were sinning.
他们在
Sinning.
唱歌。哦，他们在
犯罪。
Yeah.
在做不对的事情，没有那么严重犯罪，他们做不对的事情。
I said it too fast. I'm becoming a northerner, and I talk fast now. But and this child that I have that was listening.
这个孩子他在听。
They started to have tears in their eyes.
听我讲后，他眼泪从他眼睛里流出来。
And they understood that they were sinning.
他们逐渐了解到他们做的事情是不对的。
I didn't have to spank them.
我不需要打他们。
Because their spanking years are over.
他们年纪更大了，就打他们已经不合适了。
So it's one of my three older children.
这是我三个比较大的孩子。
But I asked them, I said, do you understand...That you're doing something wrong, you're manipulating.
我问他，你知不知道你做什么不对的？你在玩一些手段。
These kids are smart, they understand.
这孩子非常聪明，他马上就知道了。
And with tears in their eyes,
我看到眼泪从眼睛流出来。
They understood.
他明白我讲的是什么。
And this is good.
这是好的。
But it takes energy.
但是需要你花精神。
And I was tired.
我已经很累了。
I wanted to relax.
我需要轻松放轻松，我需要休息。
But I knew I had to talk to my child.
但我知道我需要去跟我的孩子说。
When my first three were young, we had the first three in 18 months, actually 11 months.
我们的头三个孩子年龄相差只差十一个月，第一个跟第三个。
Now don't think I'm discouraging large families because I love big families.
不是说有的很多孩子的不好，不是这个意思。
But when we had Christopher, Jade, Oliviana, and they were all in diapers.
当 Christopher, Jade, Oliviana 都还小时候还穿尿布的时候
，It felt overwhelming to discipline them.
也花很多时间来教导他们。
Many times I was so exhausted that I would be in tears.
我有时候叫着叫很累，累到自己都流下眼泪来。
Spanking their little butts.
打打他们的小屁股。
In Colossians chapter 3 verse 21,
哥罗西书第三章第二十一节这样记载着。
It says, Fathers, do not embitter your children, or they will become discouraged.
你们做父亲的不要惹儿女的气，恐怕他们失了志气。
The reason that I would discipline is that it would show them that they would know what it was to feel secure. That I love them enough.To hold them to God's standard.
我们在管教的孩子的时候，能让他们觉得他们还是受到保护，因为他们是被带到神面前。
If I let my kids get away with something, it's basically lowering God's standard.
如果我们就让我们孩子这样去做他们做事情，我们就把神的标准降低了。
It's saying I live by God's standards, but you can live down here.
就像说，我做父母的是。我们的标准在这里，你可以有低的标准。
And I don't believe God gave His children to lower any standards.
我不相信神给孩子标准是不同的。
So let's talk about provoking our children.
我要谈谈怎么叫做刺激我们的孩子。
It says, "Fathers, do not exasperate your children, that they may not lose heart."
甚至讲到不要惹儿女的气，恐怕他们失了志气。
We can't let our kids lose heart.
我们不能够让我们的孩子失去一个理智。
And I believe if we discipline in love, that they won't lose heart.
我相信用爱来管教他们，他们不会失去他们的理智。
This is not disciplining so that you just say, this is what you do, but you explain that you have trouble with sin. You need to be transparent.
你要讲的时候，教导你说不是你这样做，你说这是不对的事情，我很大顾虑。
And I believe if you explain things and that you do it in love, they won't lose heart.
我相信你跟他们解释，用爱来对待他们解释，他们不会失去他们的理智。
So what is discipline?
什么是管教？
The root word of discipline is not senseless beatings.
管教不是一个毫无意义的责打。
It means to teach.
是一个教导。
So don't think about just the paddle on the wall.
不要想到马上用到那个棍子挂在墙上棍子。
But you're a teacher.
你是个老师。
You're a teacher for the Lord.
你是为神在做教导的工作。
In your home.
在家里面做教导工作。
And that's a job that God gave you with children.
这是神给你孩子来给你要做的工作。
So it's not senseless beating, and it's not designed to unload our frustration.
我们不应该有这种没有意义的责打来把我们的沮丧、愤怒发泄出来。
Now I've definitely unloaded before, and I failed as a father.
过去我曾经这样子把我的沮丧释放出来，但是我失败了。
I have five kids. I get frustrated and impatient.
我有五个孩子，我常觉得很累。
Sometimes it feels good to spank them for my own purposes.
为了有时候打打他们，对我觉得感觉很好。
But this is not love.
但这个不是爱。
This is trying to teach them just to obey me.
我只是教导他们来服从我。
But God's standard is much higher.
但神的标准更高。
So it's designed, it's basically pointing out what is wrong and correcting the action. Discipline.
在管教主要是指出来什么是不对的，要带他们走去对的方向。
Let's look at Proverbs chapter 19, verse 18.
在箴言书十九章第十九章第十八节。
Discipline your son while there is hope, and do not desire his death. There is proper timing for discipline.
趁有指望，管教你儿子，你的心不可任他死亡。所以管教有一定的时间性。
Now, if you wait until they're teenagers,
等到他们变十几岁的孩子的时候，
you'll be less successful.
你成功机会不大。
When do you train your 17-year-old?
你在教一个十七岁的孩子。
When he's two?
当两岁的时候。
And, but it's never too late.
但是永远不会太迟。
If you have breath and have a pulse today,
如果你
It's never too late. It's not too late. Come on, you're a heart doctor.
Sir?
So, okay. So if you're alive and breathing and have a heart, then it's not too late to discipline your kids.
当你还有脉搏的时候，你就还不会太迟来教导你的孩子。
Because the thing is, we might kind of caught on a little bit late.
可是我们事情没有及时的来处理。
Maybe you're realizing today that you don't want your kids to be the other 8 out of 10 kids that leave the church.
你或许不愿意你的孩子是那个八个孩子当中一个离开教会的孩子。
And I hope you're motivated.
我希望这事情让你能够有一个警觉。
I hope you're motivated to be radical.
你被警觉到你需要做一些基根本上的一个改变。
Because I work with these teens.
因为我跟这些十几孩子一起。
And I might even be closer in age than you as parents are.
可能我年龄跟他们比你对你们孩子年龄更接近。
And what I thought would work with these teens is not what works.
我觉得我跟这孩子在一起的时候，学的不是说让他怎么样能够在事工在身上有效果。
I have to change.
而是我需要改变。
And God can change me.
神可以改变我。
To reach them.
来接近他们。
But why do we want to discipline?
我们为什么需要管教？
Well, it has to do with their hearts.
是跟他们心有关系。
You know, it's God. God's in the heart business.
神是一个做心理工，在心里面做工的神。
He's the real heart doctor.
他是一个真正的心理科医生啊，fully agree.
See, our children's hearts are precious.
我们孩子的心是非常的宝贵。
And the only way to reach their heart is through love.
能够触摸他们的心，必须要经过爱。
We have to foster and care for their hearts.
我们要小心地照顾他们的心。
And sometimes that causes a lot of pain and grief with us.
对我们来讲，要这样做会让我们费很大的时间、精神，甚至很多的烦恼。
As we discipline and hold them to God's standard.
尤其当我们要把他们达到神的标准的时候。
I remember being overwhelmed.With disciplining and instructing my children.
我还记得为了教导管教的孩子我是费了很大精神。
But when I look back,
当我看回去的时候
and I see them today,
当我看到他们今天的景况的时候
it paid off.
那个代价已经付了值得付了。
Now they help me with my little children.
Now 我比较大的孩子开始帮助我两个更小的孩子。
Hebrews chapter 12 verse 11.
希伯来书十二章第十一节。
All discipline for the moment seems not to be joyful, but sorrowful. Yet to those who have been trained by it, afterwards, it yields the peaceful fruit of righteousness.
凡管教的事当时不觉得快乐，反觉得愁苦，后来却为那经验过的人结出平安的果子，就是义。
We need to be after the yield.
我们需要来 跟帮助我们的孩子。
Think about the peaceful fruit of righteousness.
想想看，结出平安的果子，那就是义。
Isn't that what we want for our kids?
这个是不是我们想我们孩子得到的呢？
Proverbs chapter 22 verse 6.
箴言书第二十二章第六节。
Train up a child in the way he should go. Even when he is old, he will not depart from it.
教养孩童使他走当行的道，就是到老也不偏离。
And you think, oh, I know kids that were brought up in the church and they went the wrong direction. How about that 8 out of 10?
你说，哎，那些十个孩子里面有八个不离开教会的孩子呢？
And I want you to go back to the word bathe.
我要回到这个原来我用过的字，就浸浸淫。
Or baptize.
或者像受洗一样。
That these kids are so instilled with the Word of God.
这孩子对神的话语是非常的 still 非常的
They're just saturated with
God. 让他们浸淫在神的话语里面，让神的话语来充满他们。
That they might go off for a season.
他们可能会
go off for a little while.
他们有时候可能会偏离一点。
But that they know.That the Lord is the way.
但他们会心里知道，上帝就是他们的道路方向。
Remember the prodigal son?
记得浪子吗
？You know, he took his inheritance.
他承受他父亲的财产。
He had wild living.
他一个很荒诞的生活。
And then he came to his senses.
然后当他理解到的时候
，His friends had left him.
他朋友离开了他。
The money ran out.
没有钱了。
And he was in starvation.
他没有东西吃。
And he just wanted to eat the pig's food.
那时候他只希望能吃猪能够吃的东西。
And sometimes that's what it takes our kids.
从时候这跟我们孩子是一样。
Matter of fact, that's part of the challenge I have as a youth pastor.
这是我做青少年牧师所常遭遇到的一个挑战。
Maybe our kids haven't experienced enough pain to realize they need Jesus.
可能我们孩子还没有经历到足够的这个痛，让他能够认识到、意识到耶稣。
And you know, maybe that'll happen while they're in junior high or high school.
在他们在初中、高中的时代。
Or college.
或者大学的时代。
But I think if it's instilled in them, they will come back to the Lord.
但是如果他们有神的话语浸淫、浸在他们心里面，有一天他们回到神面前。
Let's look at 2 Timothy 3:15.
我们看看提摩太后书第三章第十五节。
And that from childhood you have known the sacred writings which are able to give you the wisdom that leads to salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus.
圣经上这样告诉我们，并且知道你是从小明白圣经，这圣经能使你因信基督耶稣有得救的智慧。
Do you guys remember Eli?
你们记得以利吗
？He was a priest.
他是一个祭师
，and he was a prophet before Samuel.
在撒母耳之前，他是个先知。
What happened? He ruined his family.
在生命里发生事情的时候，他把他的家庭摧毁了。
Why did he ruin his family?
他怎么样摧毁了他的家庭
？Well, he didn't want to discipline them.
第一，他不愿意管教他的孩子。
And sometimes we think we're loving our children by holding back discipline.
有时候我们觉得我们为了要对我们孩子好而不去管教他们。
This isn't love.
这不是爱。
God has a part for us to play in their life.
神把我们放在我们孩子的生命当中。
So we're supposed to instruct your children in the Lord.
我们要在神面前来指导我们的孩子。
So we're not only supposed to discipline them, we're also to instruct them in the Lord.
我们不是来管他们，而是要教他们。
So what's meant by instruction?
指导、引导是什么意思？
It's both verbal information and a verbal warning.
是让他们知道，也对他们发出警告。
And the word literally means to place before the mind.To place before the mind.
就是在他们的心里面要教导他们。
So the idea contains the idea of teaching.
就要教他们。
And also the element of confrontation.
必要时要面对他们。
Now, do you guys like to confront?
人喜不喜欢，大家喜欢面对，大家。
Some of my favorite pastors are those that are just painfully honest.
一些我很爱的尊敬牧师，他就是那么样的，很让我很不舒服。
And it kind of makes you squirm a little bit.
我总想避开他们。
Make you uncomfortable.
他让人觉得很不舒服。
Matter of fact, I was talking with the youth last night right here.
昨天晚上我就在这个地方跟我们的青少年说。
And I was talking to them about Elizabeth Elliot.
我要讲 Elizabeth Elliot 这个人的事情。
And Daniel Chow knew who she was.
对，还知道这个人是谁。
I was like, yay.
他说 hey, 我知道他。
But about Elizabeth Elliot, she understood perseverance.
Elizabeth Elliot 知道这个忍耐的重要。
And that on, she had a radio program, and one of the things she said is that she is famous for unpopular topics.
这个人他主持一个广播节目，那他的最著名是他常讲一些不是很受欢迎的题目。
Now, why do you think she liked to talk about unpopular topics?
为什么她喜欢讲一些不是很欢迎的题目呢？
Well, the reason why is that unpopular topics are basically what the Word of God has to instruct to us.
她说，所以说不受欢迎的题目，原来她讲的是神要我们知道的事情。
So we must share with our children the blessings of serving Jesus.
所以我们要告诉孩子能够服侍主是我们的一个特权。
And realize that instruction helps regulate character.
要知道这个指教他们会改变他们的个性。
That their character is a reflection of their own beliefs.
因为他的性格反映出来他们所相信的东西。
Just because we're strong in the Lord,
因为我们很在主里面，我们很刚强
，doesn't mean our children are share that with us.
不要以为你的孩子也跟你一样。
Do you guys anybody like Star Trek?
你们有没有喜欢看这个电视节目叫 Star Trek?
You know, Spock would do the mind meld.
这个 Spock 人做这个
，Yeah, he would touch your head like this.
Okay, I never saw that movie.
And you would transfer information from your mind to the next.
Spock 把手放在那个人身上，就把他的那个信息就传给对方。
Now, unfortunately, this is science fiction.
这是一个科幻的故事而已，幸好。
And I'm sure we would love to transfer our information to our kids.
我们当然也希望我们能做，把我们要的事情、知道事情传给他们，用这种方法。
At least some of it.
至少一些人会这样想。
But unfortunately, we have to teach them the hard way.
但最后我们常常我们要用困难方法来教导他们。
By teaching and instruction and in love.
来教导他们，来指正他们，来爱他们。
Let's look at 1 Samuel chapter 3 verse 11 through 13.
撒母耳记上第三章十一节到第十三节。
And it says, And the Lord said to Samuel, See, I am about to do something in Israel that will make the ears of everyone who hears of it tingle. And that time I will carry out against Eli everything I spoke against his family from beginning to end. For I told him that I would judge his family forever because of the sin he knew about. His sons made themselves contemptible, and he failed to restrain them.
耶和华对撒母耳说我在以色列人中必行一件事，叫听见的人都必耳鸣。我指着以利家所说的话，到了时候我必始终应验在以利身上。我曾告诉他，必永远降罚与他的家，因他知道儿子所做的孽，自我遭诅，却不禁止他们。
So the passage is interesting.
这信息很有意思。
The Greek word for rebuke in the Septuagint.
这里讲到作孽禁止
is the root word for instruction.
就是指正的意思，指导的意思。
Here in Ephesians 6:4, instruction means to aggressively confront our children with the truth.
在以弗所讲到这个教导是很直接的，把这个正确的事情告诉了孩子。
Let's look at Deuteronomy chapter 6 verses 6 through 7.
在申命记里面第六章六到七节里面说到，
These commandments that I give you today are to be upon your hearts. Impress them on your children. Talk about them when you sit at home and when you walk along the road, when you lie down and when you get up.
说到我今日所吩咐你的话都要记在心上，也要殷勤教训你的儿女，无论你坐在家里行在路上躺下起来都要谈论。
Let's look at this verse for a minute.
我们看看这段经文。
This is one reason that I homeschool. Some people might say, why do the Kalmies homeschool?
这是我也希望是有就家里面让孩子家里面上学的原因之一。
Well, one of the reasons is this pastor that I told you about earlier.
我这个原因之一就是说我刚刚讲到过去那个牧师。
This 16-year-old that could relate to a 30-year-old.
一个16岁的孩子你可以用2岁的孩子来对待他。
Was homeschooled.
就是用在家里面上学的方式。
Because I kind of thought the idea was a little weird.
我觉得家里上学很怪怪的。
When Karen talked to me about it.
然后他才告诉我。
But when I saw the product of homeschooling.
当看到在家里上学的这个结果
I said it kind of perked my ears up
让我开始了解到
and one thing that was funny I think that Karen said is that I don't want to give them to some teacher
太太说我不愿意把孩子教导交给老师来做
and be robbed of that benefit
让我没有这个机会。
And so she wanted to teach them. She wanted to be with them all day.
因为我太太愿意教导的孩子，愿意整天跟他们在一起。
And just to show you how crazy she is.
告诉你我太太怎么样的，这么的对事情那么喜欢。
They were going to public school for a little while.
他们一起去公立学校上课。
And when they'd get home, she would homeschool them.
他回到家里面，家里面给他们上课。
But anyway, one of the things I like about homeschooling for our family.
在家里面，我喜欢有这种家在家里上课的。
And I'm not preaching about homeschooling. I'm not trying to tell you to homeschool.
我不是说要你们在家里面再把孩子放家里面来上课。
But one of the great things with homeschooling is that you get to teach and instruct 24 hours a day.
因为在家里面上课，你24小时来教导、来指正你的孩子。
And you say, well, that's a benefit.
你说。那是好处吗？
Well, for us to get the end result, that helps us a lot.
但对我们来讲，我们看到这种教导的结果，
那我们
是值得的。
We're not scared of public school. Matter of fact, Karen and I went to public school.
我们对公学并不害怕，常常我们常常去公立学校。
Our three oldest kids went to public school in Taiwan.
我三岁的孩子我孩子在三岁的时候在去台湾时候上台湾的国民学校。
But as I look at this verse,
看这些经文
it talks about we need to impress the good things on their hearts to children.
我们在孩子心里面让他有一个什么是好的倾向，一个诫命
that we need to talk about them when you sit at home and when you walk along the road.
不管你在家里面坐着或者走路，你在教导他们。
So when you sit at home, you should be talking about the Lord.
在家里面的时候，你要讲神的事情。
When you walk with Billy,
当你跟这个 Billy 这孩子走路的时候。
When you lie down,
或你躺下来的时候。
And when you get up,
或你起来的时候。
Now to me, this is pretty much all the time.
总是要跟他们讲神的事情。
Our job is to nurture them.
我们责任是要滋润他们。
To train them.
来教跟导他们。
We need to do it so that they can follow Jesus.
这样做，我们要他们能够跟随主耶稣。
The greatest gift that we were ever given was Christ in our lives.
我们能够给他们在生命当中最大礼物就是耶稣基督。
Let's not forget that.
不要忘记这个事情。
That should be the biggest thing we teach our kids.
这是我们要教导我们孩子一件最大的事情。
And I know sometimes it gets mixed up.
什么时候我们知道什么时候我们的秩序掉乱了。
But if we put academics and sports and social functions,
当时我们要么孩子在学业成绩上，在运动方面，在人际关系方面有所成就。
Over the cross of Christ,
在基督十字架面前。
Then we're doing a great displeasure to God.
他们并没有讨神的喜悦。
We need to have them love Jesus.
我们一定要他们来爱耶稣，爱基督。
We need to look at them in the everlasting.
让这事情永远跟随着他们。
Because a great job is okay.
做好的事情是好的事情。
But the direction of their spiritual life is everlasting, and it's critical, and it's the most important thing.
当然，他们属灵生命的方向是对他们是一个永恒重要的。
So the question is,
问题是
are you bringing up your children in the nurture and the admonition of the Lord?
你有没有带领孩子教导他们，指正他们带到神的面前？
There's a wide-eyed little youngster who believes you're always right.
这有一个小小孩，他相信任何事情都是对的。
And his ears are always open.
他常常在听。
And he watches day and night.
他在每天，不管白天或晚上都在观察。
You are setting an example every day in all you do.
你在你所行的事，每一件事情上，你给他做了一个，留下一个榜样。
For the little ones who's watching to grow up.Just like you.
或者孩子看到说知道的说长大的就跟你一样。
And that's not just little ones.
这不是只是应用在小小孩身上。
It's the big ones too.
大孩子也一样。
Let us pray.
我们一起来祷告。
Dear Lord Jesus,
亲爱的基督耶稣
we can't do this alone.
我们实在自己没有办法做这些事情。
I pray that the body of believers here today,
我为在这边当中的所有的信徒祷告
would make it their priority.
我们把这些事情做成我们的生命当中最重要的事情。
To bring their kids up in the admonition of the Lord,
把孩子带到神面前，教导他们。
Lord, I pray that you would help them to be transparent.
神啊，帮助我们做一个坦白的父母。
I pray that you would help them as they instruct and they teach and they discipline.
教导我们如何来指正他们，来管教他们，来教导他们。
That they do it with an everlasting eye.
让他们有一个敏感的心。
Help us not to look at our kids as what kind of job they will have in the future.
不要专注于我们的孩子将来会做什么职业。
But let's look.At their souls.
让我们来看看他们的灵魂。
Because that's what God has given us when He's given us everlasting life.
就让他们有一个永远的生命。
He's imparted to us the greatest gift of all.
让我们感谢主，让我们有机会参与这样一个重大的事工。
Let's impart that to our children.
来印证到我们的孩子。
Lord, I pray for this congregation that we can be transparent as parents.
也为我们先各位祷告，让我们做一个很坦白、坦诚的父母。
Let's share our burdens one and another.
我们彼此来分担这样重担。
That we can help each other wherever we're at.
所以我们可以彼此的帮助。
Lord God, you know we're at different places in our spiritual walk.
主，你知道在我们每个人的灵命当中，我们走的路不一样。
Help us encourage one another in this very difficult task.
在这么大事工方面，主啊，求你让我们彼此的帮助。
That we would be able to do it through this body of believers.
让我们能够一起来做的工作。
That we will really love each other.
让我们彼此的相爱。
In everything we do.
在所做每件事情上。
Help us to shoulder each other's burdens.
让我们彼此来分担彼此的重担。
And so to help those who are weak.
帮助那些软弱的。
To be strong.
让他们变成刚强。
We ask for this help in Jesus' name.
我将祷告奉耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you.
You're welcome.